Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to Soul Chat. I am your host, Ebony Chitora, also known as Ebony the Goddess. You have now entered the realm of a wisdom-centered podcast, offering soulful discussions about life's challenges and tips towards overcoming them with grace. Here, we talk about all things soul care, self-love, and let's not forget healing into wholeness. So what can you expect in my world? Soul healing conversations, tips for improving your mental health and wellness, and how to begin believing in yourself like never before. So if you, like me, are into creating a strong inner game, pull up a seat, grab your notebook, pen, water, juice, or wine, and be prepared for perspective-shifting conversations. After all, you're so worthy of living a life that you love. So let's get into it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another amazing episode of Soul Chat. Of course, I am your host, Ebony Chitora, and I have a special guest for you guys. Every time I come here, I have a special guest for you, unless it's just me. And I am just so excited to have him here. And he has a special event that he's going to invite us all to this coming month in November 2022. I have to remember what month it is because you know what? I get so confused. I feel like 2022 has been the longest year ever, and I'm sure a lot of you can relate. Okay. So I'm just going to introduce to you guys Morris the Connector. So, of course, I always read the bio because I know bios are important, but I also know that bios change. I know I change my bio sometimes every other month, sometimes every other year. It just depends. Okay. So, Morris the Connector. He calls it his alter ego. He's a motivational speaker, author, and above all, a father, an amazing father, let me say that. So I'm going to read from his website, and he writes, "I wanted to take the time to let you know more about me, how I got to this point in my life, and more importantly, how I can use these skills I've learned to help you. Like almost every single one of you reading this, my life has had its fair share of good times and bad. I've been blessed to have been able to revel in some incredible highlights, but they have also been interspersed with tragedy, some that would have broken many others. Trust me, it came close to breaking me too, but here I am. From growing up in a harsh inner city, I've known what it's like to be down there looking up. From times I've had absolutely nothing, I've worked hard, eventually leading me to start my own executive chauffeur business, working with clients that have included Floyd Mayweather, Beyonce, Justin Bieber, and the late, great Whitney Houston, to name a few. It's been an amazing life, and one thing I've learned through all of it is that everything you want in life is achievable if you have three things: a positive mindset, a laser focus, and the right attitude. Sounds simple, I know, but the truth is, to achieve those things, we need a little help. So if you're struggling with places you want to find yourself, let's connect." So definitely we're going to have you guys connecting with Morris the Connector. His website is morristheconnector.com. And of course, we're going to circle back to that. And of course, if you're listening to this, you will find more of those links in the show notes. So without further ado, I want to welcome everyone to Morris the Connector. Morris, welcome to the Soul Chat podcast and family. Thank you for being here today.
It's a pleasure. Yes. Thank you for inviting me, you know what I mean? Honestly.
Yes, thank you for being here. Well, so I met Morris on Clubhouse, everyone, sidebar. If you are not a Clubhouse person yet, I need you to get on Clubhouse because it's just one of those beautiful things you get to listen to and meet new people in real time. So you'll be able to meet Morris in real time and listen to just some of the amazing things that he says. One of the things I finally got the saying, Morris says, is once you know God has got your back, there's no going back. That's the saying. That's the one that I love. That's one I don't think I've ever heard. And before we even get into all the motivational things, which you guys please know, you're going to be so motivated by this interview. You're going to leave feeling connected to yourself, because this is why he calls himself the connector. But I'll allow him to explain that. But in your own words, Morris, who are you in your own words?
Who am I? Life's about self-discovery, and I've discovered my real self. And I'm a king, and I want to say to everybody that's listening, you're a queen or you're a king. We are born to lead. Leaders lead from the front, you know. In every follower, there's a leader. I never knew that many years ago, growing up as a child. We don't, because when we're growing up, our mom and dads, they treat us a certain way. They look after us, but we have to come outside that eventually to find ourselves. And I had to find myself. I know I'm amazing now because I love myself. But it wasn't like that when I was growing up with my mom and five siblings. I struggled to find myself. When my dad left, I struggled greatly, you know, upset, because not having your dad there, discipline wasn't my forte. I'll be very unruly going to school and everything like that. But eventually I discovered myself, and I am now called Morris the Connector, because I'm connected to myself. And I'll share my story if you want to share my story now, which is my glory.
Get into it. Yeah. We love a good story.
Honestly, I want to say to every one of you, your story is your glory. Mm-hmm. I never knew I'd be this person I am now. I'm an inspirational speaker, a transition coach. I have a charity now. You know, I go to schools telling my story. You know, I run a chauffeur company, like Ebony said, that drives some of the biggest pop stars in the world. But let me take you back to the struggle and the fight that we all have to go through, because there's no difference between me and you. The only thing is what I did. So I'm going to explain what I did and what I had to encounter. When I left school, I started to sell drugs. You know, I started to sell drugs because my teacher said I wouldn't be nothing in life. And when I left school, I had no confidence. I never believed in myself. You know, I didn't see no one of color, no one that looks like me that was doing anything. At school, they taught me about Christopher Columbus and Lord Nelson. You know, these white guys that done many things back in the day. We don't want to go into that. But I wanted to know about, when I look back, if they told me about my African heritage of the people like Michael Scarvey and all these Bob Marley and everybody like that, I would have felt better. But when I left school, I struggled with getting a job, struggled greatly going for a job, getting turned down and everything like that. Eventually, I joined a drug gang. I started to sell drugs for 12 years. 12 years I was selling drugs, going in and out of prison, not knowing what to do. But I want to say to every one of you, things happen for a reason. We have to look and say to ourselves, why is that happening? And is it for the good or is it for the bad? But my catalyst was, when my son, he was 18 months old, he passed away, called Dwayne. When he passed away, I was like, this may trigger some of the things I say, but I didn't want to live no more, because I must have hugged him 10 or 15 times. So I was thinking to myself, I wanted to die too when I found he had died from a tragedy at home. But looking back, I could see that that resetted my mind. I stopped selling drugs. I left the drugs gang. And I started to go to church. My mom used to say, Morris, come to church. I used to say, I ain't got enough time. But here I was, wanting to find a way out to reset my mindset. They say money is the root of all evil, but it's not. It's the love of money. I love money so much, I would do anything for money at that time in my life. But when I left all that, I just wanted to be somebody. I started to go to church, and gradually I started to get clarity. I started to see, I started to want to be somebody just for my other kids, you know, just working hard. I would say hard work has given the underdog the chance to be a champion. And I started to work hard. And within about 7 years, I was able to set up a chauffeur company. That chauffeur company now drives some of the biggest pop stars in the world. And I want to say to everyone, adversity introduced me to myself, and it introduced a man and woman to themselves. And in your darkest hours, we need to focus on the light. I started to focus on the light. I started to have clarity. I started to see things clearly. I just was on that track, following God's vibes instead of my vibes. And after I set the chauffeur company and started to work, I would say to you that You know, we're going to still suffer pain, but that pain can become your gain. And in 2007, I would say, I lost my sister, my dear sister that I was really proud of. In 2010, I lost my mum. In 2011, I lost my dad. And then in 2015, my wife committed suicide, left a 13-year-old and a 30-year-old. And in 2018, I lost another son. But what got me through that? Everybody says, what got you through that? Because there was times I was in darkness, everyone. And I used to say, why me? Why me? But now I say, try me. And the reason why I said try me, because I know it had to be me to become the real me, to discover myself. You know, I would say adversity is like going to the gym, the pain we go to at the gym. That's our experience in life, to go through that, to build muscle in the experience we go through. And I got through that. And it was after that, I started to do my speaking by going to schools and everything like that. And I would say to every one of you, life is a journey. Enjoy the ride, because God has given us everything within us to embrace it, to the resilience to get through it. I had to get through it. I had to go through it. There's no difference between me and you or any one of you that's listening. It's just what we do. We have to have the right attitude to reach to the right altitude. Every businessman has a coach. Every businessman has the right attitude in getting the resources together to get where they need to get to. What about us? I would say connect to yourself. Get to know yourself. You'll get the confidence. You'll get the belief. I believe we are all children of the universe, the abundant universe, because success is our birthright. Success is my birthright. You never see a bird that can't fly, a fish that can't swim. We are all born for success, but we have to fight for it. I know it's hard sometimes, but what's hard becomes easy. What's easy becomes hard. We have to realize what we're thinking about. Just like they say life and death is in the power of the tongue. I want everybody to just realize what you're saying to yourself, because if you say you can and you say you cannot, you're both right in what you're saying. Because I believe I can, because I know one thing. We're either in a storm, going through a storm, or coming out of a storm. I went through it. I came through it. I grew through it. I'm at a point in my life where I just love everyone. Love, everyone, is the highest frequency. Because when you reach that love, there's no hate. We just elevate to speculate, to relate, to associate, to collaborate. And I have so much love now. I rise every day with my baking powder. When I get up, I show gratitude to God for the breath. Just breathing makes me feel happy every day. And if I was a cake, with all the ingredients I have now, determination, desire, dedication, I make the right choices now. And I stay committed, everyone. What's committed? I stay committed to the end. In my journey, I stayed committed. Many people wanted me to come back into the gangster life, but I stayed committed and worked hard and took the journey to reach this point in my life where I found my gift, I found my purpose. I'm serving now. Just like Muhammad Ali said, the service to others is the rent we pay for being in this world. And I have to thank God every day I'm paying my rent. I thank God for making me a force to be reckoned with, because I know within me and within you, every one of you, everything's within you. I used to think the big car, the house, the money, I thought that was success. But I want to say to every one of you today, success is you speaking your truth, because that will set you free. And that's what I do every day. Feel good, good, good about everything I do. If you don't like it, you can change it. Change happens, everyone, but progress doesn't. I took the progress and I made progress by taking the baby steps, putting things in place to make myself happy in everything I do. So I want to say to every one of you, life is a journey, but the secret to success is getting started today with courses. coaching courses, whatever you want, reading, listening to like-minded people, lifting yourself up with something you love to do. Because it's not lack of time, it's lack of direction. That's the problem with us. A lot of people are going around breathing oxygen and I don't know why. I know my why and I know my must now. I know why it had to be me going through my adversity. It had to be me because I went to university on the streets, learning knowledge and wisdom and going through the pain to give it back to every one of you as a gift from me, because it's no longer me anymore. It's a gift from God. He put me through this. He was chipping away at me to become this person. So I'm always the connector. I could go on and on and on and on because I love what I do. I love speaking to people like you. But I know Ebony has got other things to do.
Yeah, well, you've shared some amazing things. And some points. And as you were talking, I kept thinking, you spoke about great loss. You've lost quite a lot, which I feel like when we lose and lose and lose things, people specifically, it almost feels like being, you know, suffocated alive or buried alive, especially those close to you, those that you love. You spoke about your son, your mom, your dad, your sister, your wife, your son again. And even when I've heard you speak about it first on Clubhouse, you know, and then just even reading the comments and people being able to hear and understand that, you know, many of us don't even encounter that much loss in our lives. I know I haven't personally. So what were some of the things that you did during those times? I know you've mentioned them. But if you can just kind of channel in on, like, you know, did you have a support system? Did you seek support? Did you seek coaches? Were you reading? Were you going to church every day? Like, what was your saving grace that kept you anchored during that storm of your life? Because it seems like a window of time that, you know, you kind of just had those experiences.
I would say, you know, I was 14 when my brother got stabbed to death. I don't really mention that, but I was 14 when my brother got stabbed to death. So I didn't know about death. You know, you're a young man and you hear these things. I was sad because you miss your brother. You know, I think the first real death was when I was in jail and my sister's two kids, 18-month-old and the 6-month-old, got murdered by the father. And I was in jail. That really hit me because I couldn't get out. I was banging the cells, going crazy in there, you know. But when my son passed away, when he was 18-month-old, that was the biggest blow where I wanted to commit suicide. I wanted to die because you go over the emotions, get you of what could you have done.
Yeah.
And I know I didn't do the right thing because I was out there partying and drinking and smoking. I mean, it's been 35 years. I haven't drank alcohol and I haven't smoked marijuana for 35 years. That changed my perspective. The way I looked at things, you see, and I would say to everyone, you know, it's the way we perceive things to be and we look at things. I changed my mindset. So by going to church, that gave me a different outlook on life. That gave me the comfort. And I would say if I didn't have God in my life, going through my adversities that I've mentioned, the deaths of my family, because every time I turned to him, I mean, at the end of the day, if I had no one to turn to when my wife committed suicide, that was another time I wanted to kill myself, basically. When I used to say, why me, God? It was a dark time after going through all the deaths and things like that. I was able to get over them by turning to God and understanding that that was their journey, that was their time. So I would say to people, we have to put a meaning to the circumstances. You know, thought becomes things. And right now I could be here now and I could bring anything to life of my adversity. Every day I could bring it to life and it could be like it's today.
Yeah.
I could think of things now and bring it to life. And that's what we do. We bring it to life and we start to think about it because your thoughts becomes things.
Yeah.
You know? So I believe when I put God in my life and I give it to him, you know, they say once a man, twice a child. I'm like a child again. I'm playing again. I'm loving again. I ask my father. Sometimes we don't ask, and it says in the Bible, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. Yeah. I've done all of that, and I've got into the door, where the light is shining bright. So this is the way I look at things. The light is shining bright. I believe God took them away because it was their time, you know. So when my wife committed suicide, in the darkest hours, like I said, I used to be saying, why me? Now I say, try me, because I got the answers that was within me, you know what I mean? And the answers was, God took her away. That was her time to go. You know what I mean? What am I doing? So what are we doing? Because not about the pain, it's who we become through the pain.
Yeah.
And I put something in place, whether you believe in the universe or you believe in God, I looked at him for comfort, and that eventually got me comfortable with my thoughts. If I didn't have God in my life, I would have killed myself at that time in 2015.
Yeah.
But getting through that, that gave me so much power when I got through that, and I started to excel because I got through that big episode, I would say, in my life, yeah, just by the thought, you know. And I would say to anyone that's listening to this with mental health, seek. You have to seek help, depending what level you're at. I never went to no mental health place or doctors or nothing. I got my help from God because of my belief. Because it's not seeing is believing, it's believing is seeing. And when you believe wholly, then you see the work that God can do in your life. Because I'll be a fool not to believe. Because look at me now. I'm so happy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You've said so much. And I feel like you have ministered to me today in ways that you didn't know. Because it's so true, you know, and I ask these questions as if I haven't lived a similar life. And I think that's why I was so connected to you, was just, you know, being in the streets, you know, seeing different things. And how just our pain changes us in such great ways if we let it. And one of the things you spoke about that I love the most is perspective, which, you know, the way we're looking at the pain, the way we're looking at things, and how we do what you said, which is we bring those things back to life over and over and over and over again. We relive them. And it sounds like, based on your perspective and your belief in God, you didn't allow yourself to keep reliving the pain, and you sought, which is what I would consider wisdom, the wisdom of each situation. What does this teach
you? Power, power.
Yeah.
Power. To the way I look at it, right now in my life, I believe that God's given me so much power. And if I want everybody to listen to that, the power that you get from understanding your why and your must. I know why it had to be me, and I know what I must do. I must empower people. That's why I'm here now. And I believe I'm alive to show testimony of the greatness that God can do for you in your life if you really take time out to find out the real you. The real you, they say the inner child. There's someone in you, your spirit that's in you. That voice that you hear is real. There's two ways you can take it. I took it one way. You can have it in a rich mindset or a poor mindset. I have a rich mindset with my outlook on life now. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that so much. I love that so very much. And it's something that I talk about all the time, but I think even for me, sometimes I need to rehear it and sit with it. Especially,
I get inspired from you too.
Right? I appreciate that.
Honestly.
Yes, I appreciate that, because at the end of the day, it is, you know, what determines our altitude is going to be our attitude, and how we approach life and life situations and pain in general. Is not, we can't avoid pain. All we can do is really grow through it, move through it, and excel if we choose to. So a lot of times what I find with many people is they're not choosing to. Right? We're choosing to stay stuck, or to, you talked about it. You said, I don't say why me. When we sit in that victim mode, a lot of times the soundtrack that is playing is, well, why me? Why is this happening to me? And I wish things were different. And I wish things were this and that. And I'm just so inspired to hear your story. And I was excited for this interview today, because I knew, I'm like, God is going to speak through you to me. And just remembering, the ability to have power, to have wisdom, and the wisdom of perspective. Because just like you, I thought about this year. I said, you know what? I've technically never really been to a therapist, you know? Like, as much as things have been through.
Me as well, yeah. You know, me as well. God's been my therapist. God.
No, truly. And okay. I was sent to one after the experience I had as a 19-year-old, and you know, and I just knew that that wasn't for me. But I applaud my ability to just be able to really trust God. And I think for so many people that are lost, it seems sometimes like a foreign concept. Like, well, how can I trust God? Because we want this tangible thing. But what you've spoken to is if we are listening to the God within, the solutions come. The light comes, the wisdom comes if we let it. And I think most people just don't have enough patience to allow the light to come in.
Sorry to cut you there. I just love what you just said. Patience. They say patience is a virtue because we have to, you know, people said, how did you get to where you are? Because I have kids, children, and people say, how do you get, you're so fearless, you know? Yeah. And like I say to them, fear is a reaction. We react like fear, but courage is a choice. And I choose to react a different way now, you know? And I like what you just said there, because it's so true with what you're saying. It's so true, you know? Yeah. We have to make that choice to be able to comprehend what we're going through and realize that we're just growing through this. This is, no one's gonna get out of here alive. It's who we become. Right? Serious, before we leave here, what are we doing? Yeah. You know what I mean? What are we doing and who are we being as human beings in this world? You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's in the doing, you know? And we just got to keep doing it, doing it, doing it. But doing the right thing more than wrong. Because once you know, that's power.
Yeah.
The reaction when you know? So I just love what you just said.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I can tell you have a whole bunch of patience because I know that, you know, they always say, if you know someone else's story, you would keep your own shoes. You ever heard that saying? And I mean, even when it comes to my family members that I know, then in their experiences, like my grandmother, I adore her, I love her. I would totally keep my own versus hers, you know? So with that being said, listening to your story and how you've come to this place, and FYI, you guys, Morris is 60 years old, okay? You still got good.
I'm 35.
He is 35.
Yeah, I'm 60.
Truly
I'm 60. I'm a child of God, man. Yes. I'm a child again.
Yes, and Morris has good knees. So that's how you know he is at a great space in life. Because if you are 60 and you can dance like Morris can dance and still move and groove, it's just amazing. And truly, I just want to say this, and then we're going to get into some other questions. You know, what I've always looked at older people, and I always want to know what makes someone, you know, you can put two 60-year-olds together and like, there's Morris. And Morris looks like this. Morris looks great. Minus the fact that black don't crack, okay? Morris.
Hey, but guess what? No. This is what I say, because everybody says that, right? They say black don't crack. But this is my saying. Black does crack if you smoke crack.
Very true. Stop the drugs, folks. So if you put two, that is such a great thing. We have to insert that in our black community. So if you put someone, you know, two people side to side, even 30-year-olds these days, you know, you put two people side to side and you go, what is the difference? And what I have found is at the end of the day, it's perspective, it's how that person looks at life. It's not even necessarily, they eat the healthiest or they, like some of that just doesn't always matter. It's what does their mindset look like? Are they smiling? Are they happy? I think the smile truly keeps us young. Happiness is like everyone wants to find the fountain of youth. Everybody wants to Botox and get injections. And it's like, to
just
me,
kills. Stress kills.
Say that stress again.
I said, stress kills. I'm connected to nothing in this world right now. Mm. So I'm connected to nothing.
Yeah.
I'm mindful of everything, but I'm not connected to nothing in this world now. And I used to be connected. It's that connection with materialistic things, the car, the jewelry, all the stuff that gets you connected, that makes you think I have to have that, or why ain't that happening, or this or that. I'm connected to nothing. I'm dealing with God's plan now, walking side by side.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And which is why I'm just so excited to have met you and to know you. And, you know, I think we have like these, you know, there's probably like your top, you know, 10 to 20 speakers that have been running the speaking industry for, you know, the last 20 years or so. But I just think it's time for a new emergence of speakers and people.
Come on, let's do it.
It's you to share our stories and to really create new waves of thinking and just carry the continue, you know, the generations on to extended consciousness, because you don't say exactly what I say in the way that I say it, but the way you say it is very masterful of, you know, I'm not connected to anything, but I'm aware of everything, right? So it's like one of my coaches said one time, like, I know nothing. Like, I know a lot about a little bit, you know, and truly I don't know anything. I'm just literally growing and learning through life and, you know, keeping that right perspective so that no matter what comes my way, I know that, you know, what perspective that I need to have to move forward. So I am just excited to know you, Morris. And I pray that everyone listening, you feel even more connected to yourself and that this podcast has given you that next bright light. Because I think sometimes we don't realize following the light to me is found in what you said, a book, you know, working with a coach, attending a coaching speaking event that we're going to talk about shortly. But following the light and just continuously pouring into your mind through positive things that are going to help you to continue to expand. So I would love to get into a few things. First thing I would like to talk about is the event that's coming up, November 26th. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what we can expect? And of course, in the notes, I will be sharing, as well as my Instagram bio, the link to this event. And we need you all to be there, especially if you've loved this podcast, and make sure you bring a friend, because this is going to be truly life-changing for you. So but can you go ahead and share this event with us?
Yeah, definitely. Just like you're saying, you said something earlier about the Les Browns and that. I love Les Brown. When I found my purpose, and I don't really share that a lot, how I found my purpose. It was after my, I'll share it briefly. Have I got enough time?
Of course.
Yeah, so briefly, after my wife committed suicide, I was going through that dark times. When I came out of that, a friend of mine said, Morris, how about coming to a speaking event and speaking about your business to other business people that want to get into business? And I said, yes, I'd never been on stage before Ebony. And I said, yes, right? So being fearless, I'm fearless anyway, going through my journey, right? So I signed up for the event. The event came, me and my son went there, and everybody was going up there with notes, speaking, big top business people. And then Morris the Connector gets up and goes up there and says this, good evening, everyone. I've never done nothing like this before in my life. My teacher said it would be nothing. I wish you could see me now. You know what I mean? Doing this in front of you wonderful people. You know, I've come from a background where I was drinking and smoking, not knowing about life, what to do in my life. So I gave him a brief of my story. When I came off stage, I said, thank you, Morris. That was very inspiring. You know, I can't believe that's your first time speaking. And then the next day, this was pinnacle. The next day, a teacher phoned me and said, I've seen your stuff on Facebook on the lady's profile. Can you come to my school and speak to the children that are going through their GCSEs, 15-year-olds and that, right? I said, yes. He said, how much? I said, I don't want nothing. When I went to that school and I showed them my journey, they seen a man come from zero to hero, having a business and everything like that, from being a drug dealer. And then showed them the Justin Bieber pictures and Beyonce in my car. And they felt so inspired. They started to hug me at the end, like I was a star, you know what I mean? And hug me, oh, can we take pictures with you? And I sort of loved that I was able to inspire these kids, these children that don't usually listen in their classroom. They don't usually listen to the teachers, but they were listening to me. And really felt good about listening to me.
Yeah.
And then he started to invite me to schools and everything like that, right? So I started to go to schools. And then one day at home, the spirit came upon me and I was thinking, that's why I say to you, everyone that's listening, take time out to find out. Have some meditation and just think about your life. Think about what you're doing. and what you really want to do. Have a vision, because that's your direction, you know? And I started to think, and I thought to myself, the Spirit said to me, this is what God's given you your purpose for. This is why you have to go through your pain, to tell your story, to inspire people, Maurice. And I started to go to schools and do seminars and things like that. I just started to enjoy it and everything like that. This is like 4 years ago. And then Clubhouse came and I started to speak on Clubhouse. And I just started to wanted to do this. So I started to look into this. And then now, everyone, I've reached a stage where I'm an international speaker now, you know, which is amazing. And I was trying to get on other platforms. But just like you said, Ebony, people want people that they know, like the Les Browns and things like that. And like they say, if there's no opportunity, create it.
Yeah.
So I've now created, everyone, a platform. Wear your own crown, because I believe we're kings and queens. And this platform is about mindset reset, taking it around to the schools, taking it around to the prisons, this platform, going into businesses and things like that, in resetting people's mindset and resetting it in a way to make them understand that anything they want is not impossible. It's the thought, what you're thinking about. You've got to think that you can. So this platform on the 26th of November is in London. I have some big speakers like Jay Nolan from America and speakers from America. It's a hybrid event where you could register online for free. It's free, I've made it free. And in London, it's going to be live, me and many speakers in London speaking. It's going to be so powerful, because then you'll see me dance as well.
Well, I am just super excited for it. And like I said, the show, the podcast will have notes where you guys can go click on the link, as well as in my Instagram bio. So make sure you look out for that. And I am just so inspired by your story. And, you know, I can't even, I really pray. I always tell you guys, if you're new to this podcast, then FYI, know that every time you show up to this podcast, you need to be taking notes, because you've said so much. You've said so much that I think in this season specifically, you know, I think during the end of the year, as fall and winter hits, it's so easy to be facing burnout or, you know, seasonal depression. There's just so many things, the pressure of, you know, buying gifts, if you're people that subscribe to Christmas and all these different things, Thanksgiving, you know, feeling lonely if you don't have family. So all the negativity. So I'm just A, happy that we did this podcast right now. And then B, I'm excited about this event, because if you guys don't know Jay Nolan or some of the other speakers that are going to be on the platform, you're going to absolutely leave inspired. And this is the time to rejuvenate your mind. I know you've helped reset me for the day. Rejuvenate your mind, reset your mind, and keep believing in possibilities of I can. And it's also about getting around those people that believe it too. So someone like you, Maurice, you've absolutely helped us to really rejuvenate our minds today, our spirits. And just by listening to your story, I hope you all know that you can, right? If you have not walked in Maurice's shoes, but just by listening, then you need to go back and replay this again, because stories are everything. And if you don't know, that is the number one question I ask every single client, is what is your story? Because stories either propel us or they hold us back. Because like Maurice said, we keep reliving the pain and the experience over and over again, opposed to asking God, what are you teaching me? What am I learning? And, you know, what's the lesson here that I can take forward with me, you know, for the rest of my life? So I'm just so excited about that. But before we leave, okay, we have two things I need you to share. I need you to tell us more. So you had an amazing experience. You went to Ethiopia, where your daughter teaches, correct? She teaches in Ethiopia. Yeah. And he has beautiful children, by the way, you guys. I am now his adopted daughter as of today.
Yeah.
but Maurice has had an amazing experience in Ethiopia. Can you tell us about that? And then I want you guys to also know that there's going to be more notes, because I want you all to donate to this cause, and not just in America, but you know, helping children around the world just get the supplies. But can you just tell us a little bit about that experience overall for you, and just some of the things that you saw and felt when you were in Ethiopia?
Yeah, I mean, my daughter, it's funny because when COVID happened in England, right, I got a call one day, Dad, I'm flying out. I was like, what? I'm at Heathrow Airport. I said, what are you doing? She said, my daughter, Shannon, she says, I'm going to Ethiopia. So I went to the airport and she was on the day they locked down England, she was flying out, right? Because certain people could fly out. So she left with her boyfriend because his dad lives out in Ethiopia. So off she went to Ethiopia. Amazing woman she is. I respect her to the bone to see what she's doing now. She went to Ethiopia. She was there for about 9 to 10 months in Ethiopia. She loved it, never been there in her life. And she says, Dad, I've got a job at a school. And she started teaching at a school there. And then I went to Ethiopia last year, went there, went to the school. And I seen that some of the kids didn't even have a pen or a pencil. If you look on my Instagram, you can see pictures. And not even a pen and a pencil. So I went and bought all the kids pens, pencils, books and everything. And from my heart, I felt so, you know, heartfelt in my heart, like, you know, these people are living like this. These kids that didn't even ask to be here are living like this. So I came back here with the vision and mission of before I die is to get a team together to get resources out to Ethiopia and eventually build a school out in Ethiopia to take the 7-year-olds, the 7, 8, 10-year-olds that don't even go to school because they can't afford it. So to build my own school out there, to take, can you imagine taking a kid from 7 to 18 years old and seeing them become champions of the world? Because we forget about the kids and in this world. They are the future champions of this world, you know? So I set up my charity, Monster Connector CIC, you know, .org.uk in England here. And I go to schools here, speaking life into the kids and showing them in every follower there's a leader. And that's what I've done it for, to be adjacent with Ethiopia. So I have a lot of collaborations that are gonna happen right now, you know, to get funds out to Ethiopia and to help the children of the world, basically. Yeah, so I'm pleased with that. I'll set up this charity, set up my own platform. So, you know, when God's got your back, there's no turning back. And I look back and see how far I've come and say, thank you, God. Thank you for everything. I'm grateful. You know, I'm just in the doing now and happy every day doing and being myself. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love children. I do think, you know, I can't charge everyone with this, but I do think it is our responsibility outside of our own children to just pour back into the world as much as we can. Yeah. Something that I hear Forbes Riley say all the time is that children are only 10% of our population, but they're 100% of our future. So, you know, just like me and you, I mean, I know for me, going to school, you know, you just having someone pour into you in any way, someone go buy you a notebook or a pencil or even speak life into you when you feel like all you believe in is despair and what you see. This is why the kids listen to you, because you're giving them a sense of, hey, I've been through some adversity too, and here I am. You're able to show them the process.
The kids love me, man. They love me, man, because like I'm a child again. So they love me. I don't go on like this granddad. I'm a granddad with 6 kids.
Yeah.
6 grandkids I've got. Do you know what I mean? But when I go into the school, they just relate to me like I'm like their age. You know what I mean? 15, yeah. Whatever. The relationship, you know, it's about, you know, the communication that I have with kids.
Exactly.
My spirit can adapt to any level. You know what I mean? So God has blessed me with that. Thank you.
And I do think it is a blessing. I do think it is a blessing because at the end of the day, to be able to speak to children and to be able to get them to see your point, to get your point. To me, that's the most, that's the greatest blessing that we have, because a lot of times children feel like they're being talked to, talked down to, opposed to communicated with. So you guys can learn more about the event itself. I'll give you the link. It's morristheconnector.com/events. But again, the Both of these links will be in the podcast notes as well as in my Instagram profile. But of course, you have to go follow Morris. So Morris, tell us, where can we follow you? Where can we not only follow you, but become a leader? I love that. And every follower is a leader. So where can we follow your lead and continue to become leaders of our own?
You can register on my website. You can register on my website or Instagram, Morris the Connector, double O at the end. Double O, Morris the Connector. So it's double O-R at the end. My Facebook, Morris the Connector, or Morris Lovian. I have two Facebooks. One is sort of like personal, but it's open to everyone anyway. And one's a business one, Morris the Connector. On Twitter, it's the Connector on Twitter. You know, so I'm on all different platforms, but mostly on Instagram and Facebook. Yeah, I'm here, man. You can connect with me. Love to connect with all of you. Just register for the event, and we can form like a relationship. A collaboration.
Yes, and you're also on Clubhouse at Morris the Connector, correct?
Clubhouse. Yeah, that's a good platform, I would say to every one of you. Come on to Clubhouse. And I have a room on Clubhouse. Come and join my room on Mondays.
Yes, Clubhouse is amazing. It's like one of those gems that, you know, it's just like anything else. You know, people say, oh my God, social media is the devil and this. And it's like, it's how you invest in these things. You know,
God bless Clubhouse. That changed my life, Clubhouse.
Yes,
changed my life, meeting people like you. Changed my life. I met so many people like you from over there. It's like I've known you for 20 years.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. The way we communicate and the love that we have, right? Mm-hmm. And with love, that's the connection we all have together.
Yes. Is
love. But if you ain't got love, stay over there. But love is here and everywhere.
Yeah. I love when you said that the other day. You said, I love everybody, but if you don't love me, stay over there. Morris has
make love, not war.
Yes, absolutely.
Make love, not war.
And
right?
Morris, you didn't get to finish your saying. Morris had a saying, he was getting into it, but I don't think you finished the thought. And it was, you were saying, with all the ingredients and everything that you have, let us hear that.
Yeah. Everyone, right? Love comes from within you. And I want to say to every one of you, you have special ingredients in you. Because everything you search for is within you. All the riches are within you. I want to say this. Once there was a man sitting on a box, and everybody in a village, and everybody used to walk past this man and give him a pound. And he was there for 30 years, sitting there on this box, just begging a pound. And this man died. He died, and they fought and opened the box. It was all rusted, opened the box, and there was diamonds and gold in this box. And everybody said he was sitting there for 30 years and he had all that riches in that box. And that's what we're like. The riches are within us. I used to search for it outside of myself. It's within you, everyone. And that's what I say. I rise with my baking powder. I have all the ingredients, determination, desire, dedication. I make the right choices and I stay committed. If I was a cake, a Jamaican rum cake, because my parents are from Jamaica, I would eat myself. I love myself so much. With love, there's no hate, everyone. Let's just speculate and relate and associate and then collaborate.
I love it. I love it. And if Morris was a cake, he said he'd eat himself every single day. So I encourage you all.
I could taste like a cake.
I feel
like eating the cake. No, I'm on a diet.
Take that to the bank with you. Well, you know what they say. There is a quote that says, eat the cake because you're harder to kidnap that way. But we're not going to think like that. It's just something funny to say. But anyways, thank you so much, Morris, for your time. Thank you for welcome to the Soul Chat family here on Soul Chat. We have conversations that are deeper than the surface. So you guys know how this goes, okay? Definitely make sure you leave a written review. Head over to, if you're on Apple Podcasts, you can rate the podcast. So definitely rate it. Let us know how we're doing. When you write a written review, that helps the algorithm on Apple know that you love the podcast, and it'll keep pushing us up and letting other people know that we exist. So if you love this episode, please rate it and also share it with a friend. You never know who needs it, especially in this season, because we are champions. We can, and we're going to continue having conversations deeper than the soul, deeper than the surface, because surface level conversations are so old school, and we're all about elevating and relating and, like Morris said, collaborating. So Morris, thank you so much for your time. Thank you, Soul Chat family, for tapping into another amazing podcast. I pray that you enjoyed it and that you took some amazing notes and that you will be with us next week for another amazing podcast. Thank you all and have an amazing, amazing day.
That sums up this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that this episode has delivered clarity and some. If you loved it, share it with a friend, because sharing is not only caring, it is a sign of abundance. If you're an avid listener, leave a review so I know how I'm doing. And continue to heal into your best version, overcoming all of life's challenges with ease and grace because you can. And come back when new episodes drop with your pen, your notebook, water, juice, or wine, and be prepared for more soul healing conversations. Be blessed, because you are so worthy of living a life that you love.